A lot can happen in 3 years, like a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage that lasts nearly 3 years in some states. Learn more at uh1.com.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.
Many of us have those stubborn pounds that seem impossible to lose, no matter how good we eat or how hard we work out. My solution is PlushCare. PlushCare is a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. They can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Plus, they accept most insurance plans. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss.
The Pod Network Entertainment.
Yon,
good evening, gabi, everyone!
Oh, Mark. Mark Sung. Nakauwi ka na ba?
Kanina pa nakauwi yan.
Kanina lang kasama natin
yan. Kukuha nga akong tropilo, yung chunk ko nakikita eh.
Okay lang yan. Oh, sino pa? Hello, Brian Manansala. Good evening. Pang ilang episode natin to?
Pang
178.
307. Uy! Oh. Pre-delivery, galing! Iba klase na tong studio natin ngayon. Hindi na nalilate yung broadcast.
Oh.
Pag may winish ka, biglang may Baby genie guy na lumalabas.
I wish for a Norden 801.
Saka, atay natin.
John D. Lacson. Norman Ring. pretty soon, there's gonna be a 790R adventure for sale.
890 na. Ayaw mo yung 890?
Gusto ko yung Norden.
Yung Rally, ang ganda.
Gusto ko yung Norden.
Diba?
Alright, so yeah, no. Before coming here, galing ako sa tambayan ni Mars sa Caferista. And nagulat ako yan. I was chatting with JV and they were pulling out their stuff. Sabi ni JV, they're going all online. And we were chatting about trends and the industry and really the custom bike industry. The market's like disappeared basically.
Oh.
Bakit kaya?
Uso-uso lang, I guess, trends, no?
Trends. Tsaka ano na rin eh, ang dami ng available na options sa motor ngayon.
Hindi, si itong guest Lapit natin, sa bike, si sabi. DJ Mars. May custom bike din dati to eh. Hindi ko alam, nasa iyo pa ba?
Wala. Okay.
Oh, yun. Meron ba't yan, mo binenta?
Kasi dirt bike siya, hindi ko naman nagagamit.
Ganda ka yan.
Vinduro.
Vinduro.
Naloko ko, kala ko legit na luma eh. Sabi ko, ganda nito, anong year model to?
No, ako, I would argue that Vinduros make a lot of sense because the simplicity of the bike. And if you're gonna take it to the mountains, that like that's the kind of bike you want, eh? Diba? Yung 990 mo, Vinduro ba yun?
5 years more,
Vinduro na siya.
Vintage na rin yun.
Yun, so I was chatting and medyo nalungkot ako pare kasi ang saya ng custom scene.
That's how I think it's available on Shopee, Lazada.
Correct.
You don't have to get actually stuff fabricated. You don't.
It's available in Ducati. Available.
Yeah.
Like you buy a bike and then you pick, I want this panel.
Yep.
I want this headlight. I want these signal lights.
Oh, wow.
And then out of the shop, you already have it.
Yep.
Parang
off
yun na
the
eh.
Shelf.
Off the na. Shelf na. Na Casa Custom.
Oh.
Yeah. Pero may Moto Bills pa rin. Hindi nga lang siya yung the usual na competition. Kasi I was talking to Zach last week.
Mm.
So sabi niya, he still wants to showcase custom bikes. Pero display na lang talaga. Like no competition. Siguro ganun. Plateau na talaga eh. Kasi nung time nung... Ilang taon na ba ang custom bikes? 10? Hindi, mga...
More.
Diba? Tagal na eh.
Mga, actually, mga 10 years. You're right. It was a 10-year trend. It was good while it lasted. So, more power to you, JV. Wish you luck. And magpapahinga daw muna siya eh.
San kaya tambayan nun?
Cafe-rista pa rin.
Wala na yung masahihan dun eh.
Oh, wala na. They were using it as a temporary space. Anyway, okay. Tama na yung plug. All right, Mackie.
Okay.
Introduce our guest.
It's my pleasure to introduce our guest tonight. He's a professional DJ for over 20 years.
Nice.
Oh, diba? Resident DJ of the Palace, Manila. Oh, diba?
Ano pa? Sige pa.
Basta, ano, times 3 daw bayad dito.
Grabe. Parang, si Maki talaga eh. Naninira ng negosyo eh.
Daming motor nito. May Kawa, may Harley, may... Ikaw na alam eh. Hindi ko na mabilang eh. Ayun. Dami iba-iba kasi yung...
Kapag yata matuto na tayo mag-DJ.
So yun, I'll ask. How did you get into riding, Mars?
Una, good evening. Hello everyone. Thank you for having me. Sa akin, funny yung story nung pag-motor ko eh. Kasi at first, wala naman akong balak mag-motor. Kasi it never crossed my mind. Tapos eto, nasa club ako, 2 a.m., nakainom na ako. So, weekend, puno yun. So, phone ko nandyan. So, umilaw, it was my wife. Sabi ko, uy, 2:30. Baka emergency, ganyan. So, habang tumutugtog, chineck ko phone ko. So, babe, araw tayo mag-motor? Sabi ko, ha?
Wow, your wife was the one who got you into
so
it.
So, ako parang, nakainom na ako. Totoo ba to? So,
o, lasing lang ako.
Ano to? Tapos the next morning, sabi niya, ano, saan ba tayo pwede mag-aral mag-motor?
Okay.
Sabi ko, sure ka ba? Tapos parang, ikaw, ayaw mo? Tinanong niya ako, parang, okay lang, sakto lang. O sige, mag-aral ako, angkas ka sa akin. O sige, halika, mag-aral na tayo. So,
seryoso ba yan?
No, what got her, at 2 in the morning, she's like...
Naisip lang niya, mag-aral tayo mag-motor. Tapos, ayun.
Wait, wala ba siyang common friend niyo na nakita in, na nagmo-motor? Talaga?
Out of, we never talked about it, she never brought it up. Randomly, 2:30 a.m., na umilaw lang yung phone ko. Alam, mag-motor tayo.
Anong motor nakita niya sa ano?
Hindi ko talaga alam.
Talaga?
Kung anong pintere, kung saan, ano man yung, saan man siya nag, ano man yung sinusurf niya nung araw na yun. Pero yun, my wife was actually the one who asked if I wanted to learn how to ride.
So both of you learned.
We
how.
Both.
Where
yeah.
Where you guys learn?
So we went to obviously Honda
riding.
First.
Yep,
we went to Honda first, and then we took classes with Coach Mel.
Of course.
So
yeah,
yung kay Coach Mel. Ano siya? Nauna sila ng daughter namin. So my daughter's 6.
Yung Strider. Or straight to motorcycle na?
Motorcycle. Yung Pee-wee. Yung
okay,
PW agad.
So, hindi muna ako sumabay nung una kasi parang medyo stage dad, Instagram husband pa ako nung unang araw.
So, your daughter and your wife were the first to get into it?
No, kami muna sa Honda.
Okay.
And then, shortly after, silang dalawa kay Coach Mel.
Okay.
Then, I went to Coach Mel separately. And then, they've been there like a few times na.
Wow, so sila yung dapat i-guest namin. Sila yung hardcore.
Makikita mo sa mga mata ni Maki, oh.
Ano?
Bakit ako ganito? Kailangan ko pa magpaalam ng visa para lang makapag-motor.
Oo nga.
Niyo. Siyempre, bigyan ka ba naman ng ano, 950S? Yes, ma'am. Yes, boss.
Kung sa kung galing sa asawa mo yung eroplano, siyempre, konting delikadesa, kailangan mo talaga ng visa. All right, so you still don't know why your wife decided.
No, I still have no idea why she thought about it. Pero yun, buti na lang din. Pero so there we took our lessons. Yun lang, iba lang yung I guess yung journey, yung start ng journey mo. Kasi
ibang iba talaga yun.
Oh nga, that's the first time.
Oh, ngayon ko lang din narinig
in 170 na. Plus episodes that we've asked this question. Na yung wife, yes, yung unang humirit. Galing ah.
Yun lang, parang problema, like kunyari ikaw. Ang process ko, kunyari lahat, everyone else, isipin mo yung first bike. Yung sa akin, yung first bike ko, divided by two.
Mm.
Kasi dalawa agad lahat.
Hindi so, times two.
Hindi, yung budget ko div-off. So kasi magiging times two yung motor. So divide ko by two yung budget.
Okay.
So yung helmet, dalawang set of gear, dalawang motor, dalawa lahat.
So what was your first bike?
We got bikes. Two of the 650s na Royal Enfield.
You
so,
got two of the same again? Bike?
No, she got the Interceptor, I got the GT.
Ah.
Para magkaiba pa rin ng...
Same engine, magkaiba porma.
Iba lang porma.
Ganda.
Matchy-matchy.
Alam ko na kung ano nangyari dito ng totoo. Kinukuha niya yung phone ng asawa niya, tapos... Yeah, diktahan niya. Motorcycle.
Yung algorithm.
Oh, para lalabas yung ads.
Inalgo, no?
Inalgo.
Pero baka totoo.
Si Coach Mel, thank you, bro, for trusting me with your family.
Yes, thank
Nax
you, Coach.
Naman. Ibang level talaga, diba? Si Coach.
Thank you, Coach.
Bakit ano? Bakit sa lahat, Interceptor tsaka GT yung napili niyo?
Actually, yun time na yun, presyo talaga. Kasi at the time, price. Yeah, it was less than 400.
Tapos dalawa.
Dalawa, tapos zero interest sa credit card.
So may ano, may yung terms.
May terms. Swipe ko lang 24 months ba o 36?
Saan kumuha?
Ang laki nga ano, no?
Makati, sa Royal
Enfield. Jimmy.
Kay Jimmy.
Ano, nasa Bagtigan pa
sa
yung
Bagtigan
ano,
pa.
Yung Royal Enfield. Bukas pa yun. Bukas pa siya that
time. Ang laking
time.
Factor na pwede mong i-credit card
naman.
Yung bike, no?
Oo. Tsaka ano lang, down ka, swipe.
Galing.
Tapos pagbayad, swipe ulit. Parang isang papel lang yung pipirmahan. Wala ka nang maraming pipirmahan. Diba?
Seamless transaction.
Wala na CICI.
Wala na.
Swipe
mo.
Di ka na pupunta nung kagawad nyo.
Swipe ka na lang. Tapos, dyan ha.
Okay, so you and your wife and your family ride. Where do you guys go?
Ito ngayon naging problema. Hindi namin naisip. Actually, naging problema namin, sorry, yaya. Kasi, hindi kami makaride ng sabay.
Okay.
So, kailangan may maiwan sa bahay para mag-alaga ng kids. So
does she have a group that she rides with?
Yan ang problema ko ngayon.
Wala. Parang friends lang din. Yung may group siya. Pero recently, kasi we had another baby and so medyo siya yung hindi makaride ngayon.
So, you could have just bought one bike.
Actually, oo. Yun na, hindi namin naisip yung yaya.
Uy, magandang ano yan.
Yaya factor.
Magandang business
ganun
model.
Ganun kaganda.
Si Maki, kailangan niya eh. Dapat meron daycare.
Uy, rider daycare.
Oo. Oh,
so, ganda. Si Maki magpapatakbo. Pwede nyo iiwan yung mga kids mo doon.
Binabantayan rin naman niya yung anak niya. Binabantayan niya na rin yung anak niya.
Gawin mo ano, Sunday morning daycare.
Oo nga, binigyan niyo ang magandang idea.
Gusto ba talaga natin? Yung mga anak natin.
Lalo na pag mga weekends, no? Iwan nyo dito yung mga anak nyo.
So how long have you been riding?
5 years.
So right before the pandemic.
Right before the pandemic. So sakto rin kasi nung pandemic, sarap mag-ride.
Oo.
Walang... Parang nasulit namin yung mga bike nung pandemic kasi maluwag eh.
So, okay. So, Mackie keeps on saying, marami kang motor. You started riding 5 years ago. That's only 5 years. That's not a lot of time.
Actually, yeah.
What bikes have you gotten since then until now?
So, we got The first one, we got...
Ah, pero times two eh.
Oo.
So, hindi, I mean, okay lang. That's understandable.
Mabilis ang turnover.
Mabilis ang turnover. Tsaka, so the two REs, we had a parang practice bike na it, we had for like a month. Mm. Parang a 175 na Kawasaki. Yung W1.
Ah, W, oh.
Oh, W1. Pero parang, naalala ko yun, nabenta ko siya at 400 kilometers.
Oh,
grabe.
Kasi, wait, you bought it brand new?
Yeah.
Wow.
So siya, actually siya yung bago kami bumili ng malalaki. Kasi noong una parang, oh, maliit lang muna. Tapos after 400 kilometers, parang, wag na natin lokohin sarili natin. Eh. Parang, wag na tayo magpanggap. Balikan na, bumili na tayo ng gusto natin.
Pero maganda yung W1, no? Because it looks like a big bike. Medyo porma siya.
Mukhang ano pa rin.
Pero it's just parang, I don't ride fast, but medyo bitin ako.
Hindi, pang ano lang siya, parang learner bike lang talaga siya.
That's a great beginner bike, actually.
Tapos, the two REs, and then, the Vinduro na, ano siya eh, XTZ125 na kinonvert to Vinduro.
Ganda, alam, nabuhod talaga. Ano lang yan.
Shopee lang lahat ng parts nun.
Mm-hmm. Ang ganda ng pagkagawa.
Lazada Customs.
Lazada Customs.
Ganda siya.
Talagang ano na ano nabudol ako. Sabi ko, ganito. Anong year? Sabi ko, ano year model to? 80s ba to? Hindi, XTZ.
XTZ lang siya.
Wow.
Sino ko mga... Dapat pala may mga picture tayo niyan. Nabili ko lang, nakita ko lang sa marketplace. Tapos, yun yung problema.
Ganda
pag
nun.
Nasa gig eh. Tapos naghihintay ka lang set mo.
Tapos nag-Instagram na mga
motor. Ano-ano nabibili mo eh.
Okay, what's up, Jan? Si... Uy, Jan! May gagawin kami with Chiggy, ah. Ikaw maging cinematographer.
Oy.
So we gotta shoot a new OBB. And I was riding to the office kanina. Have you seen the Chiggies, Mars?
Ano yung Chiggies?
So it's this...
Chiggy with it.
Basically a display for your motorcycle. It has Apple AirPlay.
Okay.
Android Auto. So you can leave your phone in your pocket.
Oh.
So nandun yung Waze, nandun yung YouTube Music, Spotify, everything is there. Ooh. And it's instant. So when you start, nandun
ready, siya agad.
Hindi mo kailangan iiwan yung phone mo sa labas, hindi mo kailangan, you know.
I-mount.
And not only that, it integrates with a tire pressure monitoring system.
Oh, wow.
It has two dash cams and the quality is pretty good. So front and back, and it's always recording.
Oh, Chiggy.
Oh, so I was riding to work the other guy, yesterday, kanina, and I was looking at the video, and sabi ko, this would be great for our OBB, kasi Buck, Mackie, and I were discussing, how are we gonna shoot our OBB? That means we go...
Oh, pangit ng OBB namin eh.
That means kailangan may isa sa amin nag-video. So, scooter yon, and then two other bikes, and then swap kami. Pero kung lahat kami naka ganyan, we can get all the shots and just have fun. So, Jan, Jan is the one who nang budol sa akin to buy a Chiggy. And yun, we might be shooting something, Jan. We need your help. Kasi ikaw yung pinaka-expert. Uy, si Monzit.
Uy, si Monzit, nabuhay.
Paramdam ah.
Magkano ba siya?
Mag-practice ka na ba?
Mag-FJ ba si Monzit?
Monzit, mag-practice ka na.
Mag-FJ siya?
Hindi ko alam.
Sasali ba yan?
Mga asar lang yan dun.
Okay, back to your bike. Anyway, back to your bike journey.
Secret.
Tapos, ano pa ba? Vindur, the Harley.
Anong Harley?
I have a 07 Nightster 1200. Para siyang sportster na blacked
out. All blacked out. Yeah. No chrome yun. Diba?
Walang chrome
Yeah, I know that. That's
sino nang budol sa'yo ng Harley?
Ito yun.
Kakatambay niya ng bricks
ng Harley ito. So, binenta ko yung RE.
Both of them?
Hindi, isa lang.
May nag-comment saan daw nakatago yung ibang motor ni Mars.
Sa bahay mo, no?
Ayan, may mga na ano, nagbubuking dito.
Actually, maraming motor
si
naka-park.
Ano yan, si Tito Mark ng We Legendary, yung skate shop sa Kamuning. Yan yung may nakatagong motor.
Uy.
Guess, dapat guess natin yan.
Guess natin yan.
Oh, yung nakatagong.
Diyan ako bumibili ng sapatos eh.
Tsaka si Jonathan. Diyan din bumibili ng sapatos.
Yan, si Tito Mark.
Ayun.
So eto, binenta ko yung motor.
Both of them.
Isa lang, yung isa. Tapos, so, sa Brixton. Siyempre. Hindi kasi pinuhugas ko muna para siyempre pag kinuha medyo malinis. So binayaran ako, siyempre cash. So yung boys parang, paano ka uwi? Mag-grab. Kunin mo, uwi mo na tong Harley. Sabi ko, okay lang, mag-grab na lang ako. Sabi, kunin mo na yan, magkano mabinenta yung RE. Ganito, ganito. O yan na, akin na.
Wow!
Dumaan! Dumaan lang. Pauwi ako. Sabi ko, puta, bakit ako naka-Harley?
Yan ang ano, yan ang magaling na business. Yan ang magaling na sales.
Oh, as in,
ang plano ibebenta ko para magkapera ako eh.
Pag-uwi ko para may ibang motor dala ko pa uwi. Mga ganun ang motor pag-uwi.
Ano sabi ng asawa mo?
Wala eh.
Wait, ano yung plan? Why did you sell it? Did you have a bike in mind that you were gonna upgrade to?
Wala, kasi it was yung time na hindi nga makaride yung wife ko. So, we're gonna dispose of it. So, pag-uwi ko, iba yung dalawang motor.
Yun, Brixton Boodle Club. BBC.
Thank you, guys.
BBC na lang yung tawag yan. Kasi for a time, nag-ball smart lahat, di ba?
Oo, puro sport classic.
Sport classic. May naka-MH pa na, no? Tapos ngayon, puro Harley.
Lahat naka-Harley na.
Ngayon, puro Horwind.
Electric na.
Tuloy-tuloy.
Pare, alam mo, a Harley is like a nice pair of beautiful boots. Mismo. Right? You wear it and you feel poggy, you feel ano. But when you put on your slippers or Crocs, ang sarap. Yung Horwind, yun ang Crocs, Crocs. Yun ang slipper.
Pagka na leather boots ka, yung Harley.
Oh. Okay, so the Nightster.
The Nightster. I have an SR400 na Yamaha na binigay sa akin ni Maki.
Hindi ako nagbigay.
Pag kailangan nyo ng motor, DM nyo si Maki na binigay ng motor si Maki.
Hindi ako. So, si yes, Bostonian.
So I got one from Yamaha, the SR400. And
why'd you get the SR400?
I just,
you were just standing around, you had some cash, and then Maki goes up to you.
Binudol siya ni Dante.
Si Dante.
So, yung
13 Lucky Monkey.
Yes.
Kinukulit si Dante kasi kinukulit din ako, ay, baka may mga demo bike dyan. Kulitin natin si Tony. Baka may... Di, si Mars kasi may bagong bike. Kunin mo SR. Mafe-face out na yun.
Yun, kasi mag-face out na kasi discontinued na siya. So, hinabol ko yung last batch.
Totoo naman.
Oh, so, I mean, that is a bike that for keeps.
Yeah.
Pero binenta mo rin.
No, I still have it. I still have it.
For keeps yun.
Tapos, dalawang Z900 RS.
Dalawa?
I had two. I had one, the Nord.
Partner kasi lagi dapat.
Eh. Alam ko na, kay Dante rin galing yan.
Hindi. Pareho kami yung una, pareho kami.
Hindi, na kay Dante pa yung sa kanya eh.
Ah, sa kanya pa ba?
Nag-write kami New Year eh, yun ang dala ni Dante.
Yung una, I'm so happy with it. So it's a, I love
yeah, yeah.
it.
Yeah,
it's a, I love the bike. That's my friend. So my bike was the first one, naka-wrap na matte black, tapos naka-exhaust, naka-ganyan-ganyan. So yung friend ko, excuse me, random, nag-message, bro, binibenta mo ba bike mo? Yung Kawa? Sabi ko, hindi. Biling ko na. Sabi ko, ha?
Hindi mo naman binibenta.
Yun na nga. Tapos, hindi, kasi ganyan yung gusto ko eh. Gagawin ko rin naman yan. Gusto, gagawin kong itim, gagawin kong ganito yung exhaust. Eksakto na eh. Tapos binigyan ko ng presyo. Eh, kinagat. Kinabukasan, nasa bahay na. Binili. Nung paalis siya, ako parang, puta, nawalan ako ng motor.
No, and that's a nice bike.
You know,
like, masarap pang ano, daily.
Oh.
I remember the day after that, I was supposed to ride with Dante. Nag-message ako, parang, sorry, hindi na ako makakasama kasi nawalan ako ng motor. Pero pucha. So, a year after, I just bought another one kasi wala, parang, na-miss ko lang siya. But I bought the cafe... The one with the fairing.
Oh, yung medyo, may cowl.
Yung may cowl.
May cowl.
Yung medyo subsob.
Silver, green.
Si Mark Makuli, may bagong 900 din yan.
Did he win it?
Hindi ko alam.
Ay, pareho kami.
Tapos, pati si Ken.
Oo
nga, no?
Dumadami na ka 900.
Talaga.
Ako, I think that's...
Brixton Boodle Club talaga.
Hindi, Dante Boodle Club. Dante Boodle Club.
Oo nga, si Ken, naka Z9 din. Si Mark.
Boodle Lucky Monkeys yun eh.
Si Jay. Alam ko si Jay meron.
Hindi, si Jay just got the CB1100, the EX. Oh. Na... Nakapila na ako. Pag nagsawa.
Magkano ba yung Z9?
Pura lang yun.
It's a
ano yun? Meron space sa garahe ngayon.
Hindi, bibenta ko yung XADV. Ayan,
kaya lang may kasalanan ng lahat.
Yan.
Yan.
The original Boodle Club.
Ay, ano pala, ipa-plug ko lang since nandito si Dante. Every Sunday morning, punta kayo sa Guadalupe, meron car show and motorcycle show dun sa...
Secret ano? Oh, sa secret studio secret, ng 13 Lucky Monkey.
Ng Dante's Boodle Club.
Ibang klase yung tambayan. Ano? Secret ano yan? Secret tambayan yan.
Ngayon, hindi na secret.
If you know, you know. Yan lang yun. If you know, you know.
Di ko alam kung... Tsaka sa Signet. Mitsukoshi, alam mo, nakita ko sila one time eh. Hindi ko alam kung palagi o one time lang.
Yung trunk show nila Dante. Mauulit daw yun eh.
Si Kuya Kim, lahat ng mga TikTok niya doon eh.
Diba?
Diba? It's either him showing off his muscles or him there. Dalawa lang yung mga videos niya eh. Magkano yung Z900 nga?
660 ano bibenta siya, SRP.
SRP brand new.
Pero makakaano pa ng 400 Boy. Plus yan. Ito, ang...
Hindi siya
sa, yung mga...
Binibenta ko nga pala yung XSR ko ah.
Na-notice ko, ako ko, for some, yung mga Z900 owners, mahilig magkabit ng, yung mag-accessorize, mag-upgrade. So usually you'll find one na naka-setup na. So yung akin, yung una ko, eh ayoko naka-setup. Parang ayoko yung maraming nakakabit, di ba? So siguro kumita pa ako mga 50,000 dun sa mga tinanggal ko eh. Kasi tinanggal ko yung...
At tinanggal mo, and then you bought binenta. Another one, hindi, kinabit mo ulit.
Hindi, binenta ko lang.
Okay,
as
okay.
Is.
So, as iniwan ko siya bare lang. Yung mga guards lang yung tinira kong konti. Pero yung mga auxiliary light, yung mga bag, yung mga... Kasama siya when I bought it eh, for my friend.
Kasi Dante, mahilig sa mga accessories
parang
eh.
Mahilig.
May mga may leather tassels pa yung Z900 niya. Bagay sa purse niya eh.
may mga studs, chrome studs. Tsaka mga bedazzled parts.
Yung chaleco niya, leather na bedazzled sa likod. Para pang safety daw.
Pang safety. Para kita ka.
Uy, teka, may naisip ako. Pwede tayong magpa-podcast isang beses. Mga for sale na motor, magbibid yung mga audience.
Pero si 900 lang kasi gusto ko bumili.
Ako sige, ako, willing to ano, trade.
Mura siya
kayo. Trade ko yung XSR 700 ko sa Z9. Add ako.
PM me.
PM niya okay, ako. Mamaya.
You've had 2Z900s.
2Z9.
Hindi, maganda kasi tunog nun eh.
Ang ganda. Actually, ano nakita ko yung kay Dante nung nag-ride kami. Sabi ko, ang ganda nito ah.
Napaka-reasonable niya.
Yeah.
Maganda yung presyo.
Ang
ganda ng tunog.
It's a modern classic.
Simple.
Yeah.
Di ba? Pwede mong pang daily. Bili tayo.
Salbahe daw tayo.
Yan.
Uy, sexy. Ang sexy ni Dante ngayon ah. Sobrang payat. Are.
Tsaka ang bango niya ngayon.
Ang bango.
Ang bango niya ngayon.
Dante, mag-exit ka na sa chat. Ikaw ang pag-uusapan dito.
Okay, after the 2Z900s, in between, did you get anything else? 5 years lang pinag-uusapan natin, ha?
Parang yun lang. Hindi, kasi... Oh, yun lang. Meron ako... Oh, parang yun lang naman.
Palang. Ayaw niya na discuss yung mga nakatago.
Hindi, wala nakatago.
O, raffle question. Saan nakatago yung mga motor ni Mark?
Sa bahay ni Dante.
O, hindi kay, kay Clifford Smith?
O, nasa We Legendary daw yung mga motor ni Mark.
Ang haba daw ng listahan ni Mark. So, hindi pa yun yun.
Hindi pa yun.
Ano ba yung alam yung motor ni Mark?
Tanong natin, ano pa yung mga nasa listahan ni Mark?
I-comment nyo na.
Na hindi pa alam ng iba yung tinatago.
Pero wala, parang yun na lang naman. Yun lang.
Hindi, meron pa yan.
Ano?
Hindi ko alam.
Maraming inaabangan, pero...
Di ba ang daming nilabas na motor ngayon? Ano yung nakikita mo na
gusto mo? What's your next bike?
The XSR 900 GP.
Ay, ganda!
Yung may...
Yung may cowl, full
may
cowl?
May full fairing. Oh.
Isa pang XSR.
God, holy... Hindi, XSR.
Ah, XSR.
Yung red, white, yellow.
Kundi yun yung ano...
Uy. Walang BMW?
Ay,
sir
Arch. Ay, oh, si Arch.
Walang BMW na...
Meron.
Ano,
meron.
Ano yung nasa listahan mo na BMW?
1300.
That's the BMW.
Ang bibilis yung magbabago. Buti na lang, magbabasa kami ng comment.
Yeah. Oh, so ano yung sa BMW na gusto mo?
Ayan, R90.
Ayaw mo ng 1300? R9. Triple black?
Hindi bagay sa garahe. If you think, look at his bike history.
Oh, puro classic.
Parang hindi bagay yung
R18.
Ano.
R18.
I like the anniversary issue na R90.
Yung that crow.
Is, oh, na ganda, the black ganon. Na may pinstripe, yes. Na puti. Yep. Ang ganda
yung
nun.
Yung 100 years.
Oo.
Ang ganda nun.
Ganda nun.
Parang kukulambuan ko lang sa bahay yun.
Binubudol ka na ni Dante, R90.
Araw-araw na lang. De, actually, gusto ko yung kay Jay, yung CB1100 EX. Para mag...
Ayun, hindi ko ma-picture out. Tignan ko sa Google.
Yun yung... Yung naked na ano, di ba?
Yung classic
yung
na...
Old school na
yung
CB.
Old school na CB.
Oo. Ang ganda ng tunog doon.
EX.
EX. Para,
ah, hindi pa.
Apat pa rin yung ano. Apat. Ano, apat yung...
Inline siya.
Oo.
Akala ko kay Kuya Kim to.
Yan, yung ganyan. Yung para sila. Kay Kuya Kim. Hindi, nabenta na yung kay Kuya Kim dati pa eh. Kasi mang... Gusto ko buuin lahat
nakikita
ng...
Nakikita ko to sa Brixton eh. KJ pala to.
KJ. Kakako alam.
Laging yan. Nasa harap nung ano, kapirista. Hindi pwedeng galawin. Hindi pwedeng galawin yun doon.
Doon pinapark ni Jay yung mga motor niya eh.
Yung mga hindi alam ni Jay.
Kala ko kay Kuya Kim eh.
De parang gusto kong theme lahat discontinued na... Kasi eto, discontinued na to last year. Yung SR 2 years ago. Yung Harley, wala na rin ng ganung body ngayon.
Oy, Sneak Attack, what's up?
Hey, Dwight. What's up?
I ordered your new drop, yung mga sweatpants na cargo sweats.
Dwight, nakikita mo ba tong TV na to? Nagsa-slideshow kami ng brands dyan.
Oh. No, the Sneak Attack, they're one of my favorite local clothing designers.
Oh.
So, like, everything I wear, galing sa kanila. But, yeah, going back.
And Sir Archie, ano tayo, X-Deal?
Oh, yun.
Oh, yun.
Oy, 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 oy.
Willing to play in QC.
X-Deal.
Kahit umaga.
Sa Specialized, oh. Balit daw ng, ano, BM.
Ay, yan ba yung,
bisikleta?
Ano?
Bisikleta?
Mahal ng bike
yung
ngayon, ano?
Yung pininturahan niya, no?
Ni Dante.
Magkano inabot yun?
Mahal yun si Dante eh.
Oo, alam mo.
Parang, magkano ba chinarge mo doon, Dante?
May mga blings yun eh.
Pero yung bike.
May 13 laki mga angki blings yun, di ba?
No, may hard parts.
Hindi, magugulat kayo yung actually presyo ng bisikleta compared to ano. Kasi
motor.
Like, the bike, yung bike lang na ano, parang 850 for the bike. Tapos plus Dante pa.
850,000?
For the bike.
Times 3 na natin.
Wow.
Mahal nga ng mga bike ngayon.
Mahal bisikleta.
Mas pareho ng presyo sa motor.
Oo.
Mga ilang ano Z9 yun.
Na kaya yung friends?
Dalawa.
Siguro yung bike mo tatlong Z9 yun.
Yung mga friends ko nga na cyclist na who get, parang gateway siya eh. Pag nagbibisikleta ka, medyo next step mo, mag-iisip ka mag-scooter, tapos... mag-motor ka na. Yun sa pag nakita nila yung kunyari Vespa 160,000 presyo pala ng gulong nila yun eh. So parang bili tayong tatlo. Parang bilin
ang dapat natin
ang moral
bentahan.
Pala ng Vespa.
Oh, moral pala nito.
Nahihiya na tuloy ako mag-motor.
No, but going to your bike, your 5-year bike journey. Parang lumalabas yung curation of the kinds of bikes you like, no? Parang Kuya Kim, di ba? It took him a long time to pick up GS.
Yes.
Because if you look at your garage,
Lambretta,
they all connect. They tell a story, eh. And then may GS, di ba?
Yes.
So,
tsaka
I guess parang
multistrada,
ganun.
Multistrada, meron din.
May multistrada ba si Kuya Kim?
Meron. Siya dati. May Pikes Peak. Nasa kanya pa ba?
Wala na, wala na yung Pikes Peak.
Yun. So, parang... And I'm getting to that point wherein I'm gravitating to, like, when I go to the garage, I kind of... I want to get to that point where it tells a story. No, wala pa, pero almost there. Like, yung Cub ko, yung Honda Helix, yung... I mean, what's the next... Do I get a Zoomer? Do I get a Big Ruckus? Yung ganon, di ba? Parang... I think that's the final stage of riding. Na fast track mo lang.
Hindi, tsaka ako kasi kailangan nagagamit ko siya everyday.
Wait, wala kang scooter.
Actually, takot ako sa scooter.
Oh, teka, may tanong si AJ. Ano yung dream bike ngayon ni Mars?
Yan.
Ano yung dream bike? Lahat.
Nandun?
Lahat sila. Dream bike? Actually,
maliban dun sa CB, ha?
Naabot niya na pangarap niya, eh.
Dream bike?
Walang dream. Totoong bike. Yan ang ano.
Yung next, hindi dream, next bike yan.
Actually, hindi, pero kasi totoo, kasi sabi like si Mark Sung, kasi nung una, kami yung magkasama mag-ride when we were starting out, eh. Eh, di ba, parang Mark's business was like cars and, you know, mga Ferrari, ganyan. And a few other guys na I know na who drive, you know, exotic cars. Parang sa kanila, sa motor, mabibili ko yung dream motorcycle ko, pero hindi ko mabibili yung dream car ko. Yun yung mindset.
Yeah, man. Yeah, yeah.
Kaya parang yung dream bike mo, achievable pa rin. Alam mo yun? Parang
it's true.
Hindi siya, yun na, parang...
Oh, mas mahal pa yung bisikleta, eh.
Hindi, yun na nga. Ako, parang, kaya hindi ko makaisip ng dream. Parang, pag dream bike, kailangan unachievable, eh.
What's your next bike? Yan na lang.
Yung CB. Kung lumabas yung CB or... Actually, gusto ko mag-sport bike habang kaya pa ng likod.
Yan.
Oh. Anong sport bike?
Yung MV Agusta na Super Veloce 1100 ba yun? Kasi ang ganda rung puwet, eh. Parang apat na pipe. Tas
yeah.
SVL. Yeah. Anong kulay?
Ang ganda ng tunog doon.
Andito ba si Camille? Camille,
marikin
ka ba?
Camille. Ayan, yeah! Oh.
Ang galing, ah.
Oh, di ba? May commission TNR dyan, ah.
Oh, parang ganda.
Camille, alam mo na, ha?
Oy, Archie. Okay rin yung BMW.
BMW.
Oh,
S1000 na, ano.
Ang galing okay, talaga, oh, si Camille.
Shout out.
On cue, ha?
There's gonna be an awesome event.
Hindi pa yata pwedeng sabihin sa
okay.
Public.
Sabi ko lang, thank you, Camille, for inviting us.
Inabangan ko yung sagot ni Mars. Alam nyo, ha, guys? Yung mga nanonood sa amin, ganyan. We make sales.
Oh, hindi pa nga pwede.
Hindi pa pwede. Okay. Sorry.
Helmet. Anong gusto mo? Helmet? Mami.
Actually, ang ganda
okay, going back. Why, I mean, it's obvious why. But, why the MV Agusta?
Ang arte lang kasi niya, eh. Pogi lang talaga niya, eh.
It's not a motorcycle. It's an art.
Oo, hindi siya, parang hindi naman kailangan gawing ganun. Diba? Pero ginawa niya lang ganun sa akin. Parang, tangina po, pogi nito. Lalo na yung puwet. Parang, shit. Ganda.
Nakatugtog ka na ba sa, ano? Sa bike launch?
Sa'yo.
Uy, maganda
dalawang
yan.
Dalawang MV Agusta sa tabi mo.
Baka bayad sa'yo.
X-Deal.
Oh, launch ng MV Agusta.
Dalawang
MV. Teka, hindi pwedeng X-Deal kasi wala tayong commission dun.
Ayaw na.
Ayan.
Wow. Adventure bike.
What bike would you want?
Oo nga. Si Mark, bias yan sa adventure bike.
MV Agusta na rin.
Oy, meron. May yung...
9.5.
Yama, ayaw mo?
Hindi, yung MV Agusta na adventure bike, di ba?
Mukha niya si Tony. 5. Tony, labas. Wala. Tony.
Adventure bike. Hindi ko alam, eh.
Parang yak. Yak. Madudumihan ako dyan.
Tayo-tayo. Tayo-tayo pa sa EDSA.
It looks lang yung Desert X. Pogi talaga, eh.
Uy, paborito niya yan.
Hindi lang pogi.
Pogi talaga.
Hindi lang siya pogi. I mean, That is an awesome bike.
Tsaka ginawa talaga nilang puti eh.
Perform
pero may
Japan.
Black. The black one is really, really
na talaga
nice.
Ba?
Oo. Oh, oh, oh.
Ganda lang. Desert,
Desert X. Pogi.
Oh, Mark, baka binibenta mo na. Upgrade na.
Ayan, no. Ano pa ba?
Kung scooter, magkaka-scooter ka, anong scooter ang...
Horwin yan.
Bibili Peugeot.
Yeah. Which Peugeot? Yung Django. Yeah.
Anong kulay?
Anong kulay?
Again,
anong kulay? Deliver na bukas.
Gets ko na yung algorithm mo eh.
Kami, iwan, diba? Iwan na raw lang daw sa Brixton. The usual.
Diba?
Peugeot. Ganda nun.
Maganda yung Peugeot. Tsaka malaki eh. Mahaba.
So, oh, malaki, mahaba.
Ganun ang gusto natin eh.
Never settle for less. Malaki at mahaba.
And the, tsaka yung ADV 160 din. Gusto ko rin.
I only like one ADV 160. I had an ADV 150. It's the Honda,
Honda.
Kinda sorta adventure
yeah,
scooter.
Yeah.
I sold it, but then I saw Archie's ADV 160. Sobrang subtle yung ginawa niya. Ang pogi ng bike na yan. Sobrang ganda yung kay Archie. That's the only one na parang medyo nainggit ako na binenta ko. Yung ginawa ni Archie.
Actually, adventure bike pala. Sorry. Mark, alam ko na yung adventure bike na gusto. Africa Twin.
Yun. Oh, meron din si Mark yan.
Meron lahat din naman siya. Meron si Mark.
Hindi pa. Wala pa siya nung ano, yung bago ng BMW. Yung GS F900.
Hindi.
Ang ganda ng
GS1300. Yun ang next bike ni Mark Song.
Tsaka yung bagong F900 GS.
RT, deliver mo na commission namin, ha?
Kaya kanina pala si Mark ako na-invita dito.
Kanina si Mark tinatanong, Maki, na-try mo na ba yung 1300? Huli, gustong-gusto. Boss Archie, pupunta yan one of these days.
So uy, may ride ba bukas, Archie?
Oo nga, Friday night.
Akyat ba tayo marilaki? Speaking of rides, so what kind of riding do you like? Obviously, not the kind that Mark likes. And I don't blame you because akala ko kaibigan ko siya. Ako, the one time na sumama ako sa kanya, pare, akala ko hindi ako makababa.
Pero actually, dapat yung kila Mark, dapat kasama ako sa
training.
India nila eh.
Okay, okay.
Kasi may group kami yun. Doon nag-umpisa na... Eh, let's do India, the 10-day, whatever. Eh, sakto buntis asawa ko nun. So,
oh.
Kaya hindi ako nakasama.
I was supposed to go, pero then I had a more fun, more comfortable option, which is to go to Europe.
For BMW.
So, no, kami ng wife ko. Okay. So, magsa-scooter na lang kami kaysa mag-India. O yun, sama daw si Coach Mel.
Yun.
Bukas, night ride. Marilake.
Oh, sa lahat na nanonood, sama kayo.
Sama na kayo.
Sama na kayo.
Sama na kayo lahat.
Gawin na natin TNR official ride.
Oh, di pa natin nagagawa yung ano na yan.
Every Friday, ang host si Jason.
Okay. So yeah, where do you go? What types of rides do you enjoy?
Especially now na back to work and busy na, parang kailangan yung ride, kailangan sulit. So like I usually ride with Sam YG.
Ah, yeah.
So it's umabot na sa point na magpaplano kami mag-ride. So nag-ride kami. I remember it was a Good Friday. Kasi syempre wala kaming work pareho.
And then both of you work at night.
Both of us work at night. Tapos schedule pa medyo bangga. Mm. Yung next ride namin na natuloy, Good Friday na rin ulit. The year after.
Kasi the problem with your schedule is most rides are like, oy, makita tayo ng 7 a.m.
Patulog pa lang to.
Pauwi ka pa lang.
At saka lahat ng nung pandemic, lahat ng ka-ride ko, DJ din.
Mm.
So ngayon mag-aya ka mag-ride. Either may gig, hangover, puyat. So, yun, bihira, parang versus the pandemic, bihira na kami makaride. Pero when we do, yung tipong alas ka ng bahay ng 6, uwi ka ng 6 din ng gabi.
So, sinusulit niyo?
Sinusulit namin. So, kailangan malayo, kailangan...
But you're also a daily rider.
Yeah. Tsaka gusto namin more, ano, parang as much as possible, walang highway.
Back road.
Puro back road. Puro, hindi diretso lang.
And the other thing, most of your rides are probably like either holidays or weekdays because weekends you're fully booked.
Wala. Usually weekdays kami. That's usually what you're on working. A Monday, ganyan.
Oh, yun. Anong sabi?
Wanted, wanted ka kay Gino.
Oh, papagrab ko bukas.
Anong gamit yan?
Kasi, we attended a Moto Market event sa Santa Rosa. And may giveaway. And naka-motor siya. Ako naka-kotse.
Oh, speaking of, Moto Market.
Speaking of Moto Market, the people who won last week, these are our last Moto Market GCs. We're gonna leave them here. Message us and you can pick it up. So mostly daily rides and really babad na rides. Saan kayo pumunta?
Usually ginagawa namin pag may oras, we do the Infanta loop.
The loop. Yeah.
Infanta, tapos pagdating ng FAMI, either kung may oras, Los Baños, kung wala, balik ng Antipolo.
Masarap seafoods dun.
Or Bataan, Mariveles, nagluloop kami ng Bataan. The other day, dapat kasama ako kay Jay, they did Baguio na balikan. So yung mga ganun, yung medyo...
Backroads?
Hindi naman backroads. Pero yung mga...
Arthur?
Hindi, tsaka... Kayo na lang, huwag ganun.
Hindi, tsaka kasi ako, kailangan ko rin mag... I have to choose between bisikleta or motor. Minsan. So kung kunyari, Tagaytay na ano lang, parang iba-bike ko na lang.
Bisikleta na lang.
Malapit lang, bisikleta na
lang. Magbabike na lang.
Pero hindi ka sasama sa ano yung Enduro Adventure Philippine Training?
Sa ano to?
Buck!
Hindi tayo sikat.
Hindi, basta Enduro.
Enduro?
Hindi, kasi sila... sila Buck and Mark. Diba, they trained abroad, right? So they're actually doing these secret sessions.
Oh, kanina. Si Maki. Secret session.
Kailan ba to? I asked na nung December, parang it was a Tuesday na... Diba, pag Tuesday sa...
Pag Tuesday, lagi meron.
Oh, yun. Dapat sasama ako isang beses, pero parang ang gulo nung December for us kasi puro Christmas party, puro ganyan. Pero one of these days, pwede naman madumihan.
Oo.
Wait, pitch mo naman, kasi I gave you an opening back.
Ako na magpipitch, alam nyo, yung Enduro Adventure Philippines, napakagandang private training kasi nasa ano yan, closed environment. Close to nature. So, para kang nagtitrail na rin kasi wala eh. Taas baba rin eh. Tsaka lupa eh.
Eh, puro diba? Ka reklamo kanina. Ang sakit na katawan ko.
Kulang yung stretching. Ganun talaga.
Kamusta yung view?
Maganda yung view. Tsaka yung breezy eh. Tabletop tapos mahangin. Alam mo yun. So, pagpagod ka, pwede ka mag-nap.
So, if people wanna avail of the super secret enduro adventure Philippines training, what do they have to do?
Visit and message us at Enduro Adventure Philippines Facebook page.
Tsaka si Bak, hindi siya ganyan. Ibang tao.
Namamalo.
Ano yan? Professional siya pagdating sa ano. Dito. Ganyan. Iba talaga. Parang magagalit sa'yo pag hindi tama yung posture mo. Diba? Ko-correct yung mga, mga bad
sabi
habits.
Ni AJ, masaya yung secret sessions ni Coach Buck.
Diba?
Enduro Adventure Philippines.
Tapos, bubuduling ka. Iyakit ka sa may punta kanina. Sa may daraitan.
Manilay-Dilay.
Ha?
Manilay-Dilay.
Manilay-Dilay. Putang ina yung ahon. Ganun, no? Tapos, bangin. Pag tumingin ka, malalaglag ka talaga eh. So,
si Romel Gutierrez.
Hello,
Sir Romel. Sa nila yung Wet Monkeys na car wash. Galing na mag-detail ng motor.
Ayun, nagtanong ako, di ba?
Yan.
Nagtanong ako
sa Makati.
Yung mga gagaling mag-detail, yeah, nabanggit mo yan, diba?
Kasi rider din sila lahat. So, as in, tinutoothbrush lahat.
Wow. Rider, i-guess natin yan.
Guess natin yan kasi gusto ni Maki, libreng detail. Oh. Romel, wag ka pumunta sa tunay na rider.
Pag ako libre, din lang yan.
Grabe, pag ako libre.
Guess natin yan. Iba maglinis dyan. As in, tas may ceramic coating na rin sila.
Oh, wow.
Oh, pa-detail pa naman ako ng 950s.
Yan. Sa ceramic coating ko yung Honda Helix.
Tsaka maganda pati helmet. Sina-ceramic nila.
Ay, punta tayo.
Wala na ako. Yung quart ko sana. Wala, nabenta ko na eh.
No, pero seriously, yeah. We'd love to guest guys who can talk about... We can do an episode on how to clean, maintain, detail your bike. If you could connect us, that would be awesome.
Ano yan? So, ako, so far sila pa lang yung best na napuntahan ko na... maglinis.
Lamborghini cam.
Ha?
Ha? Ano yan?
Ayaw ko dito kay King. Ganda naman cup. Na. Dito Lamborghini. EAP to. Cup ba? Pagka nag-training ka, may libre kang ganito.
Pakita natin yung cup mo.
Yan.
Ingitin natin.
Pakita mo yung black. Mas maganda yung black.
Hindi. Pareho na.
Mas maganda yung black.
Oh, yan.
Eh, lapit mo back. Ang ganda ng logo eh.
EAP.
Ang ganda ng logo oh. It's the Sierra Madre Mountains. A sunrise or a sunset that looks like an enduro helmet.
Oh, di ba?
Ang ganda. Ang ganda.
Hindi yan nabibili.
Oo. Oh,
kailangan mo mag-enroll.
It's bought. It's earned, not bought.
Earned. Oh,
kailangan mo mag-enroll para magaganto ka. Tsaka si ano, but, si dami motor doon, mamimili ka na lang anong gusto mo. KTM, may BMW, may Ducati.
Anong motor ginamit mo sa training?
Lahat! Tanggalin ko eh. Tumba ako, buta sa ano, 690 Enduro, takot. Kalat eh.
Mainit na yung ulo ni Maki kanina. Tabi dyan, bitawan mo ko.
Punta kasi si Mac. Tatayo ako na alam yung Pelican stance. Pag di mo abot, di ba? Ganon. Sabi po si chan niya, ginaganon sa manibela. Bitaro mo. Eh, ngalay na ako. Ano yan?
Si Mac. Si Mars is like, nope.
Ay, not gonna do masaya. It. Masaya.
Pare, masaya.
You have to try it.
Hindi, pero... Oh, I had...
For a change, man.
Hindi, pero dati, I had to... Na no choice ako mag... Off... Mag... Off-road.
Mm.
Kasi diba, I did marketing for Enfield for a time.
Ah, talaga? Okay.
Oh, during the pandemic kasi wala naman ako.
Talaga?
Oh, diba nga? Magtigan. May chat group tayo.
Magtigan.
Oo.
Nandun pa tayo sa Brixton noon nung in-announce mo.
Naalala ko yun.
No choice. They made me handle the Himalayan team. So kailangan ko sumama. So again, kaya ako nag-enroll kay Coach Mel.
Himalayan.
Tapos, yun. Oh. So, I had my brief stint na kailangan matuto mag-off-road.
FJ Moto tayo.
Ngayon na.
No, but you guys are practicing for that. That's why nag-training ka, di ba?
Oo, kasi nakakahiya naman mamaya. Di ba? Mapahiya tayo.
Ano yung FJ Moto? Ano ba yung happening?
Okay. So, FJ Moto... will happen on February 8 and 9,
10, 11?
8, 9, 10.
Tatlo yun
eh. Alam ko.
Tatlong araw.
Apat na araw yan.
O basta Feb, first week, it will start, we will ride through the mountain ranges in Luzon. Starting in Malico, Nueva Vizcaya. At ang endpoint, ayun, 9 to 11. Ang endpoint is Vigan. Pare wild.
Wild.
Wild noon, may Abra.
Habol ko lang dyan, bagnet.
Pasalubong ha. Ayan, sabi ni Coach Mel yan, 9 to 11.
Oo. Yan. Tapos, Boss Ironman sa Jensan, end of January.
And we're gonna have the organizers on the show, diba?
Oo.
When?
So we'll have them next week.
Oh, when daw? Tayo daw
we'll have organizers from Boss Probably we'll guest them next week. Kasi nagpe-prepare na sila for Gensan event.
And then after that, sila Don Joseph.
Oh. Yun, pwede, the organizers pwede. Of FJ Moto, pag-usapan
oh,
natin.
Oh, Don. Yun na yun, ha? Wala na atrasa na.
Sino pa? Si, ano, sila women who ride.
Yeah, yeah. They, sila Indy Rider. They've
W-W
got...
something.
Women,
the, United,
United
women,
women who ride.
UWWR.
Yan. UWWR. They've got
so,
some...
five events. PW. Five U.
So, yun. Yun yung mga events itong January and February. Puro mga hardcore events.
And hindi ako sasama sa mga event na yun.
Pero support them. May mga kaibigan tayo who organize these events. So, supportahan natin. Yun.
Ah, right. So, I guess as we wrap up, no? We'll ask the question we ask all of our guests. And ano yung definition mo ng tunay na rider?
Ah, wow. Pang
pageant. Oh, I believe, camera, focus.
I believe. The sound, yung tunay na rider, feeling ko ano naman siya, boils down to the basics. Like, you should respect your fellow riders regardless of what kind of motorcycle they ride or what kind of riding they do. Parang it's just a respect and, you know, amongst everyone and to help build, parang contribute to building that community na...
Of budol people.
Of budol people and like-minded individuals. Yun lang naman. Simple lang.
All right. Thank you again. Mars, anything you wanna... any shout-outs? Anything you wanna share with our...
Promote mo yung mga ano mo. Mga show mo.
Or magkano yung MV Agusta? address kung saan i-deliver?
Saka credit card details.
And then baka, buy MV Agusta, get Piaggio free.
Yun.
Baka may ganun promo.
Oh. Oh, mahal yun. Diyan pa si Camille. Hindi pa natutulog yun.
Get 3 Piaggio free for friends.
Si Eli Buendia. Try namin. Sobrang busy ng mga yan. Tsaka si, ano... DJ Contreras, pinatry din namin kunin pero dami kasing gig ngayon. So, ang hirap mag-book ng mga...
Oh, yan. Yeah, invite
buti nga,
people.
Si Mars dito, pinagbigyan tayo.
Aga pa eh.
Papasok pa. Anyone, any shout-out?
Ako, thank you lang to Nike Philippines and to me and Rudy Project. Yeah. Tsaka, yan, come to the gigs, Palace Manila, Silo, Revel, Clubhouse. Kung gusto nyo yung gumimik na walang ride bukas, daan kayo sa amin.
Oo nga, no? Mag-ano tayo ng mga musician.
Oo nga.
Si musician series, si David Pomeranz, hindi ka na. David Victor Wood.
Rex Smith. Pero honestly, if I would love to guest Ray Valera. Nag-ride ba yun? But I would love to guest.
Uta, ano yun? Yun ang original emo king.
Oo. All right. Take us out, Zeke. See you guys next week.
Thank you, Harwin.
Cardo, Macbeth, Watt Mobility, Archie.
Archie Dynasty.
Archie Dynasty.
See you guys tomorrow in Marilake. Tara,
sama-sama
tayo.
Tuloy ba, bukas?
The opinions of podcast creators, hosts, and guests are not necessarily reflective of the official stance of the Pod Network Entertainment, its hosts, or other network programs. The content created by the people behind the podcast is personal and not meant to harm any religion, ethnicity, group, organization, company, or individual.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house, with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.
Hey, everyone. Craig Robinson here. I want you to check out the Ways to Win podcast, brought to you by Ford and the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. On Ways to Win, Coach Cal and I will discuss leadership lessons we've learned. We know all about the days spent perfecting your craft outside of the limelight and have knowledge to share about how strength, inspiration, encouragement, and adaptability are the key ingredients to drive toward your dreams. And those same ingredients can be found in the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. So check out my podcast, Ways to Win, and also check out the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. Learn more at Ford.com. Built Ford tough, built Ford proud.
Acast powers the world's best podcasts. Here's a show that we recommend.
Hey folks, it's Mark Maron from WTF. I've been talking to all kinds of famous people in my garage since 2009, including a sitting president.
You know, I don't imagine you were flying in here on the chopper thinking like, you know, I am nervous about Mark.
No, I wasn't.
Okay, well, that's good.
That would be a problem.
It would be a problem.
If the president was feeling stressed about
coming to my garage.
Coming to your garage.
And now there's even more WTF when you subscribe to the full Marin to get weekly bonus content and all WTF episodes ad-free. Listen to WTF wherever you get podcasts and subscribe to the full Marin at go.acast.com/WTF.
Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com.